It's Swirl Radio, your A through Z, covering the LGBT, LMNOP, and everyone in between show. I'm Michelle Miao, your host. Our next guest is very special, and she probably has the secrets to what you need for the rest of your life if you're a single gay man, and if you're a single gay man who's looking for love. By the way, she is the owner and founder of Finding Bliss, and she provides matchmaking services for gay men who want to find happiness in their relationship. So let's welcome Sonia Singh to Swirl Radio. Sonia,
thank
welcome.
Thank you, Michelle.
I love the spelling of your name, by the way. It's so unique.
Yeah, it's S-O-N-I-Y-E-H. It's different. It's unique. I love it.
I kind of wanted to sing it. Sonia. All right. I'm being goofy. I have way too much fun on the show sometimes.
Well, my last name is Singh. Maybe that's where you're getting it from.
There you go. So you're a matchmaking service for gay men and gay men only.
Yes, exclusively for gay men.
And did you get a degree or become an expert by dating gay men? Or you went to school and knowing that they, you know, what they need? How did that work out?
Absolutely not. When I actually started working with my second company, it was a matchmaking service for gay men. And that's where I just found my niche. I was like, this is where my connection is, and I feel good working with gay men, and they get me, and I understand where they're coming from. And particularly, there's no conflict of interest. When a gay man comes to me, he's like, okay, well, I feel comfortable with you and I can engage with you, versus him talking to a gay man, gay male matchmaker. He can't really open up, really, or he's like, oh, you're cute, I want you, you know?
I know. You have to have hot shoes for a gay man to want to hire
you. Oh, yeah, you have to have hot everything.
Yes. Okay, so talk to me about your first successful relationship. And, you know, no names. Just I just kind of want to know, like, how did that lead to success? Like, what were some of the things that, you know, gay men look for in a relationship or a long-lasting relationship that works?
Well, particularly, they want a connection that's long-term, and they want the same things that they're looking for as well, such as sexual connection, intellectual connection, emotional connections. I mean, there's so many things. And I think particularly with gay men, they're very visual. So they want that visual connection too. They want that attraction, and they want to have that connection with people. And one of my first success stories was amazing. It was a client to client match, and that usually doesn't happen. That's only happened twice in my entirety of working in matchmaking. But it was fantastic. They had the connection right away, and I knew that they were going to be together for a while. So, and they're still together. They've been together for 3 years, and there's so many things. I think you know about the gay male dog syndrome. They both wanted dogs. They both wanted a family.
I might, but our listeners may not. So what is the gay male dog syndrome?
Well, all gay men, I don't know what it is, but they want a dog. And, you know, some people feel like it might come from not having kids or wanting the need of having kids. And I don't think so. I think it's just gay men love dogs.
Michelle Miao with Swirl Radio. We're speaking with Sonia Singh. She is the president founder of Finding Bliss, a gay male matchmaking service. So basically, she's like the Cupid for gay dudes who want a lifelong relationship or looking for Mr. Right. You had mentioned earlier that most gay men, you know, they're very visual, so they come to you, and there's no shame in that game, wanting that sexual connection and wanting to think your, you know, lifelong partner is going to be hot. So what are some of the things that, like, I mean, do you just come out right and say, okay, what do you, you know, I'm looking for a guy who's 6'7", dark hair, dark features, 6-pack abs, 8-pack abs, well, long penis? I don't know. How does that work?
Well, when I actually interview my client, I ask everything from when they were born to now and everything in between. And we do talk about sexual connection as well. So that's just a small part of it. There's so much else that happens. And then the clients that hire me, they're not looking for a boy toy. There's cheaper routes for that. The clients who hire me, they're looking for a connection. They're looking to find a partner that they can be with long term. They could start a family with. So yeah, that's going to be important, because that's important in any relationship, right? But to have the rest of the whole package is important too. And that's where I work with my clients. And I actually do a lot of coaching with my clients as well. So some men do come and they're like, well, I definitely want this visually. But I tell them, I said, be flexible with your pickiness. There's other things that are very important as well. So, okay, maybe he's not blonde and he's brunette and he has all the other things that you're looking for, all the qualities that you're looking for in a man. Be open to that. Be flexible.
Okay, so I have a question for you. I mean, I'm an avid, you know, I watch, yes, the Millionaire's Club with Patty Stanger all the time.
Millionaire Matchmaker.
Yeah, Millionaire Matchmaker, yes. And I oftentimes wonder, like, what, yeah, I've seen her episodes where she tries to pair up gay men, but, you know, her strategies and how harsh she is with the straight guys and straight girls just doesn't apply. So are you strict? Do you have rules? Do you tell them, you know, no hookups on the first night?
You know, I don't have rules. I let them know that if you just give the impression that you want to get in return. So what you want in a partner, be that person when you're going out on the date. So, you know, when my clients are looking, they're not looking to just kind of hook up. So that's not the impression that they're going to give. But if they do have that connection and they do feel that, oh my God, passion of having a hookup on the first date, then go for it. I'm definitely not going to tell you not to do that.
Now, you're a lesbian. What do you know about two gay guys or two guys who want to spend the rest of their life together or at least what they're looking for?
Well, the funny thing is, I started working with gay men, and as soon as I did, I just had an instant connection with them. And I think that's my gift. I am just born with it, and it's amazing how natural the connection is and how they can really open up to me. And I work with I'm very particular with who I work with. So I work with selective men, and if I have a connection with them, if they have a connection with me, that's when I when I actually engage with them.
Are you limited to just the Bay Area or?
Right now I'm in the Bay Area, but okay. I am looking to expand to different cities pretty soon, hopefully by 2012.
Do you have lesbians who call you and be like, well, you know, pair me up. You've got to know chicks.
Absolutely. I get contacted by lesbians all the time, but I do have a partner who I work with who works with lesbian women.
Oh, okay.
So she's my power partner, and I always just introduce to them.
So your partner does the lesbians and you do the gay men.
Yes. So I have two other matchmakers that I work with, and one works with straight men and women, and one works with lesbian women. So, you know, when we are out and about and we get approached, we're like, oh, no, well, I'm a woman and I'm looking for a partner. Well, I can definitely refer to someone who's an expert in that field.
Do you feel that, you know, some of your clients might ask you, you know, how long have you been with your partner? How do you make it successful? And then kind of use that as a model?
Some people do and some people don't. I think it's your own personal experience that you create. I do have a partner. So, yes, I'm very happily married in a relationship. But, you know, some clients do, some clients don't. It just depends on each person.
Well, you know, for the gay men out there who are single and looking for long-lasting love or relationships, looking to be paired up, Sonia Singh is your woman because, one, she's not competing. She's not looking for a man like you are. But, two, she wears nice shoes. So how can people get a hold of you if they're looking for love today?
They can contact me through my website. It's findingbliss.org. Or they can shoot me an email. It's Sonia, and my spelling is spelled very uniquely. It's Soniyah at findingbliss.org.
We'll post that up on our site, too, if you have trouble spelling the name. But findingbliss.org is the website. Sonia, thanks so much for joining us here on Swirl.
Thank you for having me.